entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
You're listening to the Max. Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. That's right, you're listening to the Max and Max and Friends. It is 8 o'clock in LA, 11 o'clock in New York. You were just listening to Music Revolution with our good friend over there. And you know what? You're listening to my show now, Max and Friends. I'm Max Tucci, your host. Welcome, everybody. There is so much going on tonight. Music Evolution. Revolution was the show prior to mine. Sorry about that. We've just got a fantastic night. We've got an amazing guest on. Of course, we've got Tamara in the house, too. But before we introduce anybody, I've got to say welcome, welcome to America for my mother. She's been here 60 years in this country today. So welcome to America 60 years ago, Mom. Unbelievable, her story. I'm going to have her on one day because she is such an inspiration. They lived in displaced person camps and concentration camps. It was a nightmare for her, and for her to stand in this country, in the land of the free, and tell her story is amazing. So we'll have her on one day, but I promise to do that for her. So my mother, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm glad that you made it here because I'm here. But nonetheless, I was not here last week because you know what happened? My voice was gone. God said, chill, relax, be still, and know. And that's what I did. I'm here now. So I've got to say happy birthday to everyone who I missed last week. So bear with me, my friends. Mike, Michael, Carrie, Nomi, Brandon Voss, Ryan, Tyler, Rochelle, Aaron, Elizabeth Ballard, and Whitney Houston. Happy birthday. Today is Whitney's birthday, Aaron's birthday, and Elizabeth's birthday. So happy birthday to you all. We're going to have Whitney's music coming on in another show because her song was amazing. We all love Whitney Houston, and we're so glad that she's back. We've got Lauren, Nikki, Tony, and Jared. Happy birthday, everyone. So glad I'm here to tell you all happy birthday. Iron Chef tonight. My favorite chef in the whole world, Chef Francois Codongo. He was on tonight. Artichoke battle. Unfortunately, he lost to Chef Simon. Rumor has it is that. You ready for this, everyone? If you're not an in-house chef, you don't win an Iron Chef. So I just wanted to let you all know that right now, that if you're going to go on these shows, make sure they love you because they're going to be more concerned about you being an in-house chef than a guest chef. But Francois, you are a winner in our eyes. You make the best dishes, the best food. You know how to make a restaurant a restaurant. Don't let anybody tell you different. You're an amazing chef. That's why Wolfgang Puck, love you. For 13 years, you ran his restaurant. You're running a restaurant in Greenwich, Connecticut now. I don't know how you're doing, especially in these tough economic times, but you are amazing. So we love Chef Francois Quacodongo. Just that name makes me want to sing. All right, so we've got Stacey Q music coming up tonight. Go to StaceyQOnline.com. Her song Trip is going to come up at about half the show, so get ready for that because you're going to trip with the song Trip. Also, I've got to say hi to Irene and Carl because I know they're listening tonight. Also, Elizabeth Hasselbeck. So much information. Elizabeth Hasselbeck had her son today, Isaiah Timothy. Happy birthday to you too, Elizabeth, from The View. We love her. And I just got an instant message because I'm all over on Twitter, on Facebook, and also on my T-Mobile Sidekick. And someone said, what does it mean to be an in-house chef? An in-house chef on Iron Chef means that you are on the show and the guest chef picks you. And I'm going to pick my homegirl, Tamara, as my co-host tonight. And she's on the air. So let's pull her microphone up because we love our in-house sex doc best friend, Tamara Bowman. Welcome to the show. And thank you for covering me last week. I love you and I'm glad you're here.
Oh, Max, thank you, sweetheart. I'm always glad to be on the show, my dear. It was a blast last week.
It was, and I called in with my raspy voice. You had the most amazing guest, Mika, on. And I was like, how is it that you book such an amazing guest and the enemy steals my voice? I said, that's not happening, so I had to call in. Nonetheless, you held down the fort. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
How was your week? Tell me about that.
Oh, my gosh. It was absolutely incredible. I had a couple meetings with a couple down in Malibu. I've been working on my book proposal. I put on some music that Moulin Rouge, and Benji, he humped my foot. He was so excited. There was so much sexual energy in the room. So, yeah, lots of excitement going on. And, yes, my God, wasn't it amazing to hear Mika last week and to have her with us again?
You know what? I've been promoting this show because I called Mika right after the show. I think I spoke to her with a raspy voice. I don't remember if I called her or if I instant messaged her. So much has gone on. I was in Saratoga, by the way. I went to my Equine Advocates event. We raised some great money. B.B. Newirth was there. Carson Kressley from Queer Eye was there. We had a fun time. Mm. And I was like, you have to come on my show this Sunday. So I put out a thing. I said, my special guest tonight is Mika. Tonight I'm Max and Friends, the one and only. Find out about what angels are guiding you, where they are guiding you, and how to meditate and stay focused on how they are helping you with your life. Now, everyone, go to www.angelsdivineguidance.com because we've got Mika in the house tonight. So we're going to open up the lines to 323. The number 323-203-0815 are the numbers here. I'm Max Tucci, your host, with Tamara Bowen, my co-host. I'm Max and Friends tonight. We're so excited that you're here because this is going to be a life-changing show. Now, friends, people, don't be embarrassed. Don't be shy. The only way that really in life you can get through those spiritual boundaries, those walls that you put up, is to become a spiritual bulldozer yourself and knock them down. Own your life, own yourself, and own your actions. So call in to 323-203-0815 if you want to talk to Mika. She's coming on in just a moment to talk about your angels, your guiding, and everything that's going on for you. And of course, if you want to talk about sex, we're not going to turn you away because that's why homegirl's always in the house, Tamara. But right. And we've got Stacey Music coming on, so we're going to have a fun show. So on that note, let's pull up our mic with our famous guest from last week, who I emails have not stopped because of having her on. Mika, 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 pull up your mic and welcome to the show. We're so glad that you're here. Everybody, Mika from angelsdivineguidance.com. Hello, Mika.
Hi, Max. Thank you for such a wonderful introduction. You guys are beautiful. I'm so excited to come back tonight. I'm feeling a lot of energy coming through, and I feel all the callers that are the energy of all the excitement and everyone planning on calling in tonight. So I'm just sending out love and light to everyone. And if I don't get to any of your calls, you're welcome to email me on my website, and I can briefly do an answer for you there as well. And I just want to send out a lot of love to everyone, and just knowing that no matter what's going on in your life, that everything is happening in perfect divine order. And if you can just tune in and tap in, that with every dark cloud, there is a silver lining. So with everything that's happening in your life, just know that there's some blessing or something for you to learn and something for you to grow from.
You know, Mika, I love this saying, with every dark cloud, there's a silver lining. I go further. I say with every dark cloud, everyone, you have a platinum lining. You have so, there's like so much that everyone has in this world to offer. And I always say this, Mika, that when we wake up, because so many people die every night that don't wake up, that when we wake up, it's because we have a purpose to fulfill. And when our fulfillment on this earth is done, that's when we no longer wake up. So every day that you wake up, know you have a purpose and know there is something that you have to fulfill. That's why your eyes are open. So on that note, I'm going to open up the lines to 323-203-0815. Anyone, if you have any questions for Mika, please call in. If you have any questions for Tamara or for myself, Max, call us too. But Mika, you know, it was so funny last week when I had you on the show. When Tamara had you on the show, I was like, I have to call in. There's just no way I'm going to miss this opportunity to have such a wonderful guest on the show and not even be here. So I'm glad that we connected. And then even after the show, we had such a great connection via Facebook, you know?
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
Now, real quick, people were like, Max, will you open up your life on the show? Will you let Mika talk about you on the show? And I said, I'll only let Mika talk about me if she feels she needs to talk about me. So on that note, my listeners all want to know about my life. My life's an open book. So on that note,
are you sure?
You know what?
You should have sent me a list of what you don't want them to know about before we start. No, I'm joking.
You know what? I always say, I was telling Tamara earlier, if someone said something about me and someone else tells me, I'm going to bring everybody involved who talked about me and let's get to the bottom line, because the only source for the truth is from the mouth of the source itself. So on that note, here we go. I'm ready. If you have anything that you feel that angels are guiding me or telling me what I should be doing, I would love to know, and I would love my listeners to know it, because I'm here for them. So I'll be the first one to say, I'm vulnerable. Use me.
Oh, that's such a wonderful space to put yourself in. I love that. That's really where we can open up and receive messages and healing and everything in our life. And I'm really getting a strong message for you, Max, is that the angels are saying that there is a project that you've been planning on doing that you haven't finished yet, and that's really important about helping in the world. And it seems like that you're waiting to receive funding or help or assistance on some level, and they said to let go of those limitations and surrender it and turn it over to the angels and turn it over to God and just let it naturally happen. Does that make any sense to you at all?
Not only does that make the most sense, because there are projects that I'm working on right now with my family restaurant and reopening it, and we're waiting for investors, and also a TV show that I have in the works with the NBA basketball player Daryl Dawkins, and we're both waiting for those two massive projects to just develop, to grow, and to blossom. So funding, of course, you know, now the times are tough for people, but, you know, there's a song that I always love, and it's called I Surrender. And I surrender all at this moment to the floodgates opening up of funding, because you just hit the nail on the head with that statement.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I would like to just share something when you're saying about, because I've been getting a lot of messages about all the shifts that are happening on the planet and people that are being challenged. And if we keep, I mean, there is a reality, yes, people are has lost jobs, people are losing things, but if we keep focusing on that, that's what we'll keep creating. But there's still lots of money in the world. People have
that's
lots of money, people want to invest. And if we are open to aware of that and just rise above all of the things that are happening and just stay in an abundance, stay in an abundant energy. And I'm feeling guided with that. I would like to take everyone through an abundant meditation, because we all are abundant. It is our birthright to have everything that we want or everything we need to fulfill our lives. And it's just a matter of us being able to open and receive that. And it is possible for us to have that here and now. And we've just been limited by the way that we've been brought up, the way we've been taught, just programming that's been instilled in us. And that programming can be removed. And those blockages can be removed. And we just can open up to a wonderful universe and of opportunity, and for just allowing all the things that we desire just to, and for all of the abundance to just to come open and flooding to us. So if you would like, I'd love to do a meditation.
You know what, Tamara, are you up for it?
We
need it. We are in such a moment right now where people need reinforcement, structure, where they need to know the truth about what they possess and who they are. So you know what, Mika, let this be a forum right now for your meditation session so that people can be enlightened, so that they know the truth on who they are, and so that the abundance that is out there, they can receive. But before we go there, I have a caller on real quick. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Let's hear your question. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Nikki from Connecticut.
Hi, Nikki from Connecticut. Do you have a question for Mika?
Hi, Mika. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I think I spoke with you last week, briefly.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So my question is, again, I'm working with my angel cards every night, and I think since the last time I spoke with you, things have developed a little more, and I feel just more awareness, I think.
Wonderful.
And I'm just wondering about, you know, just more of a type of guidance, like more of an angel guidance. What do you sense around me and my life, I guess?
Yeah. Nikki, I do feel that Archangel Raphael is working with you to heal and to remove some blocks and this week, or it's going to happen, but it's right around you. I see you just really excited about something.
Wow. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Nikki, thank you so much for calling. Stay listening to Max and Friends right now, because we're going to go through a meditation process to basically break spiritual walls in our life. So definitely stay tuned. We thank you so much for calling in and for your questions. Have a wonderful night. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Lily. Are you still here?
Yes.
Do you have a question real quick? We have someone on.
Who?
What's your question for Mika?
What angel is guiding me?
Oh, hi, Lily. I just want to let you know, I'm feeling energetically you're like a crystal child. You're just such a sweet soul, and you have so much to offer. And
that's me.
You're,
that's me.
Huh?
That's me.
And you just have such a beautiful spirit, and they're showing me you have a gift about doing something artistic.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're really good, and you're just so great with people. You have such a wonderful gift, and I feel that you are getting support to open that up. So I'm so glad that you're trusting to call in and to really connect with your angels. I feel there's a healing angel around you, Archangel Raphael, and there feels like there's also an angel on your mother's side that has passed over. A female angel, I'm not sure if it's female or male, but it's on your mother's side, someone that's passed, that's also guarding you and helping your life and to help you on your life purpose.
Cool. And you said artistic? I'm painting something right now.
You're painting right now?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, what were you painting?
Just, I do anything, like I do little splats.
Oh, that's so special. Sometimes that's the best time, even if you just put a lot of different colors together and just let it flow. And then when you finish, you can actually see certain images in it sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Lily, thank you so much for calling. Lily, you know I love you so much because you're my niece, and I don't know how you got in on the line so quick. But, girl, you are smarter than they come. So thank you, Lily, and have a blessed night. I love you. Okay, sweetheart?
I love you.
Say thank you, okay? All right, well, that was my niece, Lily, and my sister, Nikki. You know, last week they got on me. They're like, we couldn't get through to the show. So I was like, all right, we'll get you through, I promise. I got a little pull here. But nonetheless, Mika, let's do this guidance because you know what? Now's the time. I always say where we are right now is where we're supposed to be. And everyone listening right now, you're supposed to be here for this reason. So, Mika, the floor is yours, and I trust you in taking over the next however many minutes you need to meditate with us and to get the groundbreaking that we need.
Perfect. I'm just going to do this intuitively. So, everyone, just allow yourself to close your eyes and to relax and tune into your body of how it feels. And just allow your body to relax all the way from the top of your head, all the way down to the tips of your toes. And knowing that you are perfectly safe, all the angels are around you, protecting you and creating a space to allow you to receive and to open up and to be truly who you are. You are a beautiful divine being of light and love. And you are able to receive everything you need right here, right now. You are able to receive abundance, healing, anything that you need in your life. Just focus on that and turn that over to the angels and let that go. And just see your life. See yourself with the solution. See yourself receiving everything you need. See yourself releasing everything you need. See yourself just being perfectly whole and complete, being in the divine love and spirit of who you are. The angels are going to bring in some beautiful energy to help realign us with our own divine spirit and soul. And the first energy that they're going to be bringing in is a wonderful, wonderful golden energy. And this golden energy has sparkles in it, and like golden coins, and they're soft, absorbing golden energy coming all the way down from the top of your crown chakra, and your body is just absorbing it. It's going all the way down to your bones, into your organs, all the way into your emotional body, and removing and releasing any limited blocks, any limited thinking, any limitations in your mind, This is tapping into a higher source, a higher knowledge that you have within you that your mind cannot perceive. So allow your mind to be relaxed and to be on break. And we're asking that Archangel Michael contains that ego and the mind. And just tune into your body and your spirit and your soul and allow it to receive the love and the beauty and the energy and the light source, the light energy, the power of the presence, of the source energy that is around us, that is moving through everything, through all consciousness, that is circling the universe, that is out into the galaxy. This high vibration love source is always working and stimulating in your life for however you need. And in this moment, focus on you being fully abundant, receiving everything you need, allowing your bank accounts to be full, allowing all the love that you need in your life to be surrounded, and you accepting this, allowing this to come to you, knowing that you are perfectly divine, and you are deserving to allow this energy, this vibration, this peace, this harmony to come to you now. You are deserving of this, and it is instilling in you, and it is going all the way down into the depths of your soul and your spirit and down to the lower vibration of your energy source, of your solar plexus, into your root chakra, and this is grounding you and tapping you in to your safety, to your security, to knowing that you are fully supported by the universe. It's not about money and having things. It's that knowing that in your heart, in your soul, that the universe, Mother Earth, is fully supporting you. You are so fully supported no matter what happens, whether you lose your house, whether you lose your job, whatever is happening. If something is lost, then something else better is coming for you. So sometimes we need to release things and let it go in order to bring newness into our life. So let go of the old. Stop resisting it. Allow the process to happen. Allow it to flow. Allow the wonderful love and support and the energy and the newness and the new energy that's coming into this world now, the new vibration, the here and now, the wonderful energy that's coming in for 2012. This is the time for us to shift and change into a higher vibration of our consciousness. Now is the time. You have that choice. You have the choice to tune in and say, yes, I am ready to step into my higher vibration. I am ready to step into my abundance. I am ready to tap into all of everything, to my highest good, to my higher purpose, to who I am, and to be fully supported by the universe and by the angels and by God's source. All of it is interconnected. We are all connected. We are connected to everything. We are brothers and sisters, no matter what the color. We are connected to the earth, to the animals. We are all connected to this high vibration source. So allow it to come to you now, knowing that you're perfectly safe, you're perfectly protected, and you are perfectly receiving everything you need right here, right now. And just allow this to come and to sink in. And just to feel this energy vibration, feel this resonating with you. And some of you may feel guided to relax, take a nap, just stay in this energy, stay in this vibration, just be with it, and allow your body to absorb it and to sink it in. And the angels just want to let you know they're here, they're working with you. Call on them for your help. Call on them for help because they're ready to help you. They're guiding you in your life. And so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. Tamara, how do you feel?
Oh, my God. You know, my favorite part was the gold sprinkle, tinkly stuff, like, came all over my whole body. It was beautiful, Mika. Thank you for doing that for all of us. You know, it's powerful when two or more people are gathered, you know, and I just feel like there's a whole bunch of people that are here present with us. And so thank you so much for that generous gift of guiding us through a way that allows us through that portal to tap into what is available for us. Because I, from what I understand, the angels won't respond if we don't ask. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. We have to ask. Just wait there.
Right, they do. We have angels. Everyone has at least two angels, two guardian angels with them, and they're with you 24/7. And we have to actually ask them because we have free will.
Yes.
And you know what? I'm going to ask you all, because the only way you're going to be able to know about this is if you call. So 323-203-0815 is the number. We've got people out there that literally are too emotional to call in, which we understand. So don't worry. I just got some text messages because there's some people that I really, really appreciate and love. And I think that everyone needs to be a part of this. So don't worry if you can't call in. If you want to email max@max2g.com, Twitter me, Facebook me, text me, whatever you have to do with any questions, I'll be more than happy to bring them on the air. Through all of that, I've got to tell you, Mika, I have the most amazing quote that you said, and I think that the quote for the show, for this segment right now, is, I am deserving of abundance. So everyone out there, no matter where you are, what you're doing, stop and just say that. Let it be your mantra for the week, that I am deserving of abundance, and watch these walls that you have built up around you come crumbling down, because abundance, I believe it truly, is yours. We have a caller on the line. Caller, who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Erica. I'm calling from Ohio, but I live in D.C.
Great. So do you have a question for Mika? Welcome to the show, yeah. By the way. So what's
Thank
your question
you.
For me?
My friend Derek told me to call in because he said that you had somebody on your show that is kind of on point with when it comes to guardian angels, and I just wanted to know what kind of angels were looking over me.
Wonderful. Did you say your first name is Erica?
Yeah.
Hi, Erica. Thank you so much for calling. I'm feeling you have a grandfather.
Uh-huh.
Maybe on. Have you had a grandfather that passed?
No. Well.
Or a great grandfather.
No, I have a grandfather that's still alive, and then my other grandfather on my father's side. I didn't really know that. I didn't know my dad that well, so I know that he passed a while ago. That's what he told me. I guess.
Yeah, because I was feeling it was on your father's side, and I feel that they're here helping you. And it feels like they weren't really able to help you as much as they wanted to in your life, and they're here assisting and helping you. And I just hear that that you have so much love to give and to help others, but that to open up and to share that with others as well.
Okay.
It's just they really want you to start using all your potential. Because it feels like you're limited. You're afraid of really opening up and allowing it to come, and allowing your life to
work?
Really come.
Pardon okay. Me? And like work, like volunteer work, like
volunteer. Yeah. I'm feeling volunteer. You're really good with children. You're really good like counseling, therapy, talking with people. Like you have like a heart of gold, you know. And it's like when people start talking to you, just the energy that you portray to them, it helps it melt away. They feel better just talking to you.
Yeah.
Do you have people that call and talk to you and tell you the problems and things of that sort?
I think I'm a really good advice giver. I can't really say that I take my advice that well, but yeah.
That's for everyone.
Now, Erica, do you have a specific question that you really, I feel like you want to ask the question. Open up, and if you have a direct question that you feel you need answer, please, by all means, ask Mika while we have her on the show.
Okay, well, it's kind of lame and corny, but I do feel a little, I have a little bit, actually a lot of feelings for this particular guy that I'm interested in, and It's been difficult for me because I'm not used to dealing with emotions when it comes to, like strong emotions when it comes to men. Like sometimes I feel weak when I realize the emotions that I have for him. I was wondering if, what do you see as far as me working out with anybody? If him, if not, you know, whatever.
Well, I feel that was the message that was coming through. You have so much love to give and so much to offer to allow that love to come through and to open up your heart to love. Is it possible for you to share the first name of this gentleman? Because I can tune into their energy and vibration with yours.
I would prefer not to. Only because he's...
You prefer not to. Okay. So just think about him and I'll tune into it, okay?
Okay. Yeah, it's not hard. I always think about him. I've been thinking about him a lot ever since we met. So, yeah, I'm definitely thinking about him.
Okay. But I'm just saying, in this moment, I can tune into his energy while you're focusing on him.
Okay.
Well, it feels like there's a block happening, like, between both of you. Like, it feels like he wants to connect and you want to connect, but there's a block. Like, there's a protection going on from I think both of you on some level, it seems more or less from you, and it's about you to just let down your guard and let down your block, and it's like open up and just, you know, trust yourself. When you tune in, you trust yourself, then that will guide you about how to open up your heart with someone else. And, you know, everyone gets their heartbreak to rely on and to fall back on.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know what, Erica, let me just say real quick, you know, I always say two things in life. If you have any issues with any past relationships, face it, erase it, replace it. And when you replace it with this new guy, you know what? What it's meant to be is meant to be. It's such a cliche, that saying. But definitely with any old relationships you had, face them, erase them, and replace them, because I think that's your block right there. And you know, a great friend of mine always said, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else? So love yourself, because that way, once you let that love go, it's going to come back to you. So, and always remember that you're deserving of abundance. So, and that's in relationships too. So Erica, I thank you so much for calling. Get ready, because I think, you know what? Get ready for a great week and get ready for the abundance that you deserve. Knock the wall down of blockage in your life and romance, and you're going to get it. You're going to get it. Just face it, erase it, replace it with the old stuff that happened in your life, and you're good to go. That's the feeling I have for you. So have a wonderful week. Be inspired, and thanks so much for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Erica. Mm-hmm. I totally felt that red flag thing with her too, Mika.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, that was great. I like the way you topped that off, Max. Perfect.
So, all right. Well, listen real quick, because everyone is like so tripped out over this whole thing. You know what I mean? So before we take any more calls, we've got to swing this, beat this up a little bit, because in LA, it's still early. It's only 8:35. New York people are getting ready to bed. So if you feel tripped out, everyone, you're not going to feel more tripped out by this song. We've got Stacey Q. We've got her brand new single. Go to StaceyQOnline.com. We're going to play it here on Max and Friends in LA Talk Radio. Let's get the song going, Sam, because I want people to really trip out with her new song. Stacey Q, go to my archives, listen to the interview, because the song we've got coming up is Trip, and it's what we're doing tonight, because we're taking this show to a whole nother level. So you know what, let's get it going, and here we go. Sam, get it rolling. Trip by my girl Stacey Q. You're a Trip. Stacy, cue the song Trip. Everybody, tear down these walls and open up your mind. You're listening to Max and Friends. We've got Tamara on the show tonight. We've got Mika on the show tonight. And we want you on the show tonight. Dial 323-203-0815 and go on that trip that my girl Stacy Q is talking about. If by chance you missed any of the show and you're just coming to us at half break, you can go to the archives on latalkradio.com and to the max. Click over there and go on my archives, and this show will be there and all the other shows with Stacy Q. Check it out, people. So, Mika, wasn't that song perfect, you guys, Tamara and Mika?
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
That had a really good beat.
Well, y'all remember Stacy Q. Remember Stacy Q from back in? That was my girl, Stacy Q.
Hmm?
She was
I don't.
Are you don't remember Stacy Q? Stacy Q back. Oh my god, Stacy Q was like the it thing. She still is. She's amazing. And I just love Stacy Q. She had so many amazing songs. Two of Hearts. Remember the song Two of Hearts? Two Hearts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that song.
Oh, okay.
She is back on the scene, and that was her latest song. That was a remix Trip, so she's back on the scene. Yeah,
wow.
So we got a little bit of 80s vibe and kicking it in the house, and now we're revamping it. So the favorite lines of that song were tear down these walls and open up your mind, because that's what this show is about tonight. We've got Mika on. She is the one who you're going to call people. So 323-203-0815 is the number here in the studio. Please call in, because there are walls that have to be broken, and you need to know what angels you need to focus on to help you. So I know that Tamara's here in the house. I think Tamara got all functified in that meditation, because I've never heard you so quiet.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I was very present there with what Mika was leading us and guiding us through. I just love that really underneath it all that there is love. And I think, Mika, that's what you're bringing us to ultimately when we just take that time to tune in. And I just thought it was great. Really, really, really awesome. And another thing that Louise Hay, she challenges us to do, because one of the things you're talking about is really being able to love ourselves. And I think that's one of the hardest things to pinpoint. What exactly does that look like? If we're really loving ourselves, am I just like blowing myself kisses in the mirror, kind of giving me a wink? You know, what does that look like if I'm really loving myself? And one of her challenges that she puts out there to her people, and one of the challenges that I've just recently taken on, is that if you will look directly into the mirror and just kind of like cancel out anything else that you might focus on that might be a flaw, and just really look deeply into your eyes, and just to say your name and to say, you know, I love you, Tamara, or I love you, Max. You would do that in front of your mirror.
You know what I do? I've got to confess real quick.
Mika, okay, Tamara, you do this all the time.
Mary J. Blige did a song, okay? And whenever I walk by that mirror, I just go, because I like what I see when I'm looking at me when walking past the mirror, because I won't change my life. And that's my song. I would never change my life. I like what I see when I'm looking at me when I'm walking past the mirror. And I always tell people, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else? Or how in the heaven are you going to love somebody else?
I love that. I have something to piggyback on, too, on another way of loving yourself, which is so important,
right,
if that's okay. I think, well, one of the things I've learned, too, also from Louise Hay, is that is to focus on how we treat ourselves by our thoughts. That we have a critical mind that's always wanting to criticize ourselves or to worry, and to be conscious of when we're worrying and starting to focus on more positive thoughts, or when we're beating ourselves up or being critical of ourselves. That's the number one thing to do, is to stop that critical mind and say, no, who's that coming from? You know, it might have come from a teacher or a parent. Say, no, I don't agree with that. And then change it.
Well, you
right
know what I agree with
moment.
Real quick, Mika? Sorry to interrupt you. We've got a caller on the line. Sure. So, caller, you're live on Max and Friends with Mika and Tamara. What's your question? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Mika. This is Derek. I'm calling from Costa Rica.
Hi, Derek. Awesome.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How's Costa Rica?
It's beautiful, actually.
Oh, wow.
We all want to be there. Wow. So do you have a question for Mika? Do you want to know what angels are guiding you, or do you have a specific question?
Yeah, I'd love to know what angels are guiding me.
Well, the one I do feel the presence strongly for an angel is I feel the presence of Mother Mary around you a lot. And she's really helping you and nurturing you and doing some healing work with you. And I'm hearing the Mother of Love. She's here to help you really honor who you are. And the angels, let me just tune in. I'm hearing the name, one of your angels' name is Jeremiah, and the other angel is Ariel. You have those two angels helping you. And you have, actually, they're showing me five, the number five, and telling me there's five different angels. And they're saying for you to meditate and tune in and just tap into their presence, and that they'll reveal their names to you, the other three. But they want you to tap in and tune into that.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right, well, Derek, yeah. Thank you so much. We can hear those crickets in Costa Rica. It's so not fair. I think we all could be there right now in the still of the night.
Yes.
Tamara, I said yeah. Costa Rica, but thank you so much for calling in, Derek. And again, your angels were Jeremiah, and what was the other one, Mika?
Ariel.
Ariel, so Google them. You can Google a million pages. So check out Ariel and Angel Jeremiah, and you've got five others. Tune into them, because the only way you can actually activate them is by acknowledging them. So tune into them, and your spirit will guide you. Thanks so much for calling. Have a great night.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
So, Mika, do you agree with that, what I just said? Like, if you tune into them, we'll activate them. You know, there's no activation because people don't want to tune in. They want to shut them out. Would you agree with that?
Oh, totally. It's like, you know, it's about, like, opening up that
We've got another caller on, so let's open up this line. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this, and where are you calling from? Hello, caller. Lower your radio. Who's this?
Tune into them, because the only way you can...
Oops. I think we lost our caller. All right, well, we tried. So, but wouldn't you agree with that activation that we need to activate the acknowledge and acknowledge them in order for them to work for us? You know, everyone wants that quick fix, but we're not going to get the fix unless we acknowledge them. Do you agree?
Absolutely. And acknowledge, be aware, and just ask. And a lot of times, if you don't even know or feel their presence, just asking for the help, they hear you, mm-hmm. and they're working in your life. And you might see it the other way. Yeah.
Like intuition.
Yeah.
Would you agree? Intuition? Yeah. I think intuition is such a major key aspect to this, because the intuition is, I think intuition is actually angels telling us. We've got that caller. Caller, are you back?
Yes, I am back. How are you, Mika? And hello to Tamara and everybody else.
Well, hello there, Mr. Fernando.
Hi, I had a little technical difficulty there.
That's okay. Yes, do you have a question for Mika?
Yes, I do. I have been fortunate to experience an accelerated ascension in the last 12 months, meaning going from an awakening state in my life, from seeking to a discovering of so much beautiful information, knowledge, wisdom, transformation, etc. What I ask about is, when you're going through...
scares or frightens them. So it's like, it's about seeing how you can communicate to them, to use a language to where you can share with them of where they can hear you. And if you can't speak, you know, to the extent of what you've experienced, just being present with them and holding that energy vibration is helping them shift. And
yes.
Some
well, thank
people
you for
naturally
that.
Fall away that no longer will. But I think the analogy of the school thing is great. Some people are in college, some people are getting their master's degree. Like, there's many different levels, so, like, you just have to communicate on that level.
Well, thank you, and I have a part two for that question for Tamara,
mm-hmm.
and that is...
Oh, we lost his part two question. That's all right. Well, you know what? We've got another show next week, so we've got to wrap the show up pretty soon. That's, oh my God, there's so much going on. But, yeah, what a great question. And I think the way you analyze it is so true, Mika, is that, you know, there's stages. And when we eat in life, we don't just dive into a steak by the time we're born. We have to slowly get the process of digestion. And so whatever stage you're at in digestion is where you'll be in understanding this. So really open up your heart, open up your mind, open up your soul, tear down the walls, because you know what? You're deserving of abundance. You're deserving of your angels. You're deserving to have all of these wonderful things that life has to offer. I always say life is easy. We make it hard. And Mika, would you give us some words of wisdom for the week?
I would. And I am getting something strong for you, Max, if I could just share that.
Sure.
What the angels want. Well, they're just talking about your children's project. There's a project with children, and they either want you to talk about that more, discuss it, or to take it to the next level. That this is
right,
your
well,
calling. It's helping with children, yeah.
SOSFlorida.com is an orphanage. SOSFlorida.com, go there right now. Donate your money. It's a great orphanage in Florida. It's a place that I love. I adore. SOSFlorida.com. So we'll go with that flow. But thank you for that. Also, real quick, an encouraging word that you have for the week.
The one that I am feeling is to open up your heart to love, and to open and be in the presence of love. Because when we're in feeling our own vibration and our own heart and our own love, then everything else kind of flows more smoothly in our lives.
Mm. Mm. You know what? That goes along with, I love Rumi's quote when he says, "Let the beauty we love be what we do. There's a thousand ways to kneel and kiss the ground."
Mm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's, or I love that. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
there's something for
just,
all of it.
There is. And you know, there's that other song, "Love Changes Everything, How You Live and How You Die." You know what? So love is the bottom line. I've got a great quote, great, great quote from Napoleon Hill, who was an American author from 1883 to 1970. And he wrote, "There are no limitations to the mind except those we acknowledge." So if you acknowledge a limitation in your life, people, you're going to have one. If you don't acknowledge them, you won't have them. And on that note, it's simple. You know what? You've got to enjoy your life, live your life, open up your mind, tear down the walls. You are deserving of abundance. It's going to be a great week if you make it that way. Tamara, Mika, it's been a fun show. We've got to wrap it up because you know what? Delta.com only pays so much. So find Delta people. And you know what? If you want to be an advertiser on my show so we can go longer, by all means, email me at max@maxtucci.com so we can extend this show another hour, because tonight would have been perfect. But Mika, if we have your consent, we would love to have you back on, because you are an absolute highlight to the show. People love you. They've emailed, they've texted, they've Twittered. We love you here at Max and Friends. That's all we can say.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
So whenever you want to do anything, you come back on the show 100%. You could be part of the family now. Of Max and Friends, because we always need more friends
here. That's so great. Oh, thank you.
That's right.
So
you're
much.
In the inner circle.
The inner circle. And you know what that means? That means I get to give you a shout out. So go to angelsdivineguidance.com. If you want to get in touch with Mika and you couldn't do it on the air, but you feel like you have to, angelsdivineguidance.com. Email her there. Her rates are there. And you know what? That's just how simple it is. The only way to find out the answers is to ask them. And there's no such thing as a stupid, dumb, or immature question, because questions and answers are all valuable. They all make sense. And on that note, everyone, I've got another great quote to end the week, because you know I'm the quote king, Tamara.
Yes.
And another quote is, "Limitations live only in our minds, but if we use our imaginations, our possibilities become limitless."
Oh, I love that. I love our
And on that note, everyone, go to the top of the mountain, scream, "I am deserving of abundance, and I'm going to take life to the max." Because you know what, Mika and Tamara, it's time that we go. Everyone, have a blessed, abundant week. Tamara, can't wait to have you back on next week. Mika, whenever you want to come on, you're always welcome. On that note, everyone, we're taking life to the max. And whenever you want to wrap it up and cut us off and let the next show go on, stay tuned, because CBS News clips are coming up after the show. We love you here at Max and Friends. We want to bring you an encouraging show. If you've been encouraged, if you've been inspired, email me, max@maxtucci.com. And let's keep the show going, because you know what, everyone? Without you, it wouldn't be possible. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Stacey Q. Thank you, Mika. Thank you, Tamara. I'm all about gratitude, so I got to thank everybody. Thank you, angelsdivineguidance.com. Mika, Tamara, I guess they want us to stay on, because I don't hear my clip coming. So we're going to stay on for a minute more. But did you guys have fun?
Oh, my God. It was so cool. This is the best show.
Last week they shut me up. They don't want me to stop.
Here we go. We're out of here.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
You're listening to The Max. Only on LA Talk Radio.